Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh, man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do this.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless front man, the Metal Cowboy, reporting for duty. If you're looking for one solid hour of great new music, you're in the right place at the right time. Listening at KRFKRadio.com or one of our many mighty affiliate stations. Find those links on the radio show page at RonKeel.com. And not just a playlist full of new music on this week's show, I'm joined once more by my good friend Frank Hannon from Tesla. We'll give you the brand new single from Tesla, Time to Rock, and that exclusive interview in segment number two. Before and after that, I'm excited to listen to some of these new songs from Ozzy, The Dead Daisies, Journey, and as much as I can possibly squeeze into the time slot. Ron Keel Band is getting into the meat of our touring schedule over the next couple of months. Shows in North Dakota, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana, South Dakota, and still celebrating the success of our new single, When This Is Over. Thanks for the amazing response. If I start rolling the tunes right now, I might have time to fit that one in. So let's get on with the music. In the pole position this week, one of my favorite modern traditional rock bands, cast in the mold of the immortal Thin Lizzy. We got this cool new single from Black Star Riders. This is Better Than Saturday Night.
It's not about blood. It's all about love. It's not about them. It's all about. Clear out.
this is Joel Hoekstra on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Nowhere to Run, another new supergroup courtesy of Frontiers Records. They are known as Iconic, featuring Michael Sweet and Joel Hoekstra on guitars, Marco Mendoza on bass, the legend Tommy Aldridge on drums, and the voice of Nathan James. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/IconicRNR. When I was a teenager cranking up Journey on that cassette deck in my 72 Chevy, I would never have dreamed that 43 years later I'd have my own radio show and I'd be playing brand new music from a band that really is iconic. I'm a big fan of all their vocalists, including this guy, Arnel Pineda. The new album from Journey is called Freedom, and this is my personal favorite cut from that release, Don't Go.
Don't go!
brand new from Journey, and it's almost time to rock with the latest from Tesla and an exclusive conversation with Tesla guitarist Frank Hannon. Stay put.
Bastard Pussycat is headed back to Myrtle Beach Tuesday, July 26th, presented by Retroactive and Get Right Promotions. Meet the band before the show. Get photos and autographs with Bastard Pussycat at Retroactive from 3 to 5 p.m. And tickets to the show are only $10 at RetroactiveEvents.com. Tuesday, July 26th. The meet and greet is free. I said free! And tickets to the show are only $10 at RetroactiveEvents.com. The meet and greet is 3 to 5 p.m. at the coolest store on the planet, Retroactive in Myrtle Beach. The show that night is at the Brick House in Myrtle Beach. Leave your number on the bathroom wall and meet Faster Pussycat at Retroactive in Myrtle Beach Tuesday, July 26th. And enjoy the show. This ain't no house of pain. This is the coolest store on the planet, Retroactive.
Hey, this is Frank Hannon from Tesla, and you're listening to the Streets of Rock and Roll.
Time to Rock, brand new music from Tesla, another addition to their already immense catalog of great songs. And I'm excited to welcome back to the streets of rock and roll the six-string soldier, my dear friend and founding member of Tesla, guitarist, songwriter, vocalist, producer, Frank Hannon. Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, Ronnie. What's happening, man? I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be above ground back in the States. We just came back from Alaska, and Alaska is definitely one of the 50 states, but it does feel like another world up there, man. It's a trip. And the people are freaking awesome. They're hungry for rock, and you know, Tesla provided the rock. That's for sure, man. We lived the rock in Alaska.
You always do, man. You always do. And right in the middle of a big summer tour, like you guys always do every year. Take me through the process of releasing, recording, and writing this new single. Did you write and record this on the road?
Well, yeah, this one we've been chipping away on for quite some time. Actually, the intro guitar riff of this song I had written way back when we were working with Phil Collin on the Shock album, but it was a riff that got, you know, overlooked. So I've been chipping away with that riff for a while, but then I showed the chord changes to JK more recently here about 2 months ago, and he really gravitated towards the melody and, you know, singing the lyrics. I'm doing the best that I know how. And once he had that chorus melody, I'm like, okay, we can do this. And went home and wrote some different riffs for it and whittled away at it and made a demo, and JK came up with some words, and we put it together pretty quickly once I had the demo put together. You know, as you know, man, sometimes the best songs, sometimes they take a while to chip away at, and other ones come quickly. And this one came pretty quick once I got the demo put together. And everything we're doing now, Jeff, Keith, and myself have decided, you know, we're going to do it ourselves and just take one song at a time and keep it as real as possible.
I was going to ask about that because the Tesla business model has been strong and consistent for a long time. Talk about that strategy of releasing singles individually as opposed to saving these cuts for an entire new album.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the old days when rock and roll was first started, you know, Chuck Berry and, you know, did Johnny B. Goode, you know, or the Beatles did Help. You know, those songs were written one at a time and put out. You know, back in the early days when Hank Williams and the pioneers of rock and roll, they would literally walk into a radio station and play live and cut that song, and that was their single, and then that song would become a hit. You know, it wasn't until like the 70s when bands started really making full-length albums or, you know, whatever. But at our age now, man, you know, for what we're doing, it's like it's so much more rewarding and fun just to focus on one song and put it out instead of like trying to cram 10 songs and sacrificing the quality for quantity. We haven't ever done it this way. So now we're trying a new approach where, one, we're not letting a producer come in and change our sound. And for two, we're just, you know, having fun and creating a song and putting it out instead of making the fans wait and making ourselves wait, you know.
And you guys went the extra mile and put Time to Rock into your live show even before the track was released. Talk about the decision to include that song on the set list on your current tour.
Well, we had a goal set to play it at our hometown of Sacramento. We had a sold-out show of some rabid fans there in our hometown of Sacramento at Thunder Valley. And so we set a goal to perform it live at that show. And once we set that goal, it really encouraged us to get the song done. And so we finished it and practiced it. And, you know, sometimes you got to set a goal to motivate, you know, yourself. Just like a team has to set a goal to win a Super Bowl, man, they got to get motivated to practice. We actually got together and practiced and got it ready for that show a few days prior, you know.
Wow.
Go figure. So old guys getting in the garage and practicing again.
Old school, man. I love it.
It was cool, man. It was fun.
And it stayed in the show, though. It's in there every night, I assume, right?
Yeah. We're playing it every night, yeah. We are. We're doing it at the end of the night. We're doing it. And we're also playing Cold Blue Steel in our show, too. So Okay. We're trying to keep it fresh, man, and it's raw and it's real and it's rocking.
I'm speaking with Frank Hannon from Tesla, calling in from the road. Frank, you've always got a lot going on. Whenever you have a break from Tesla, you don't stop your solo career producing and mentoring young bands like JT Lux, Red Voodoo. This current tour takes you through September, I believe. Any plans for the off season once the tour's over that you can talk about?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Ron. I was doing a lot of that stuff. I even had a podcast called The Far Out Podcast, which I had to put on a hiatus. I'd actually like to get back to that because, you know, talking with my friends and broadcasting, as you know, is a lot of fun. And you know, but I realized during COVID and after COVID and after all those projects that I was doing, that there is only so much time in the day for yourself and your family and your life. And I've had to cut back on a lot of these projects. When this tour is over, I'm planning on just spending more time with my family. And the artists that I gave a start to, like JT Lux, man, he moved to Nashville. And him and his band are making some waves there right now. They just played some live shows. JT Lux is a super talented, great guitarist, great artist, and I have a lot of positive hopes for him. You know, and some of the other kids that I was working with, you know, it's like they're great and they're super talented, but, you know, the parents, it was a thankless job, man. The parents were a pain in the ass, like a kind of like a little league team, and it just wasn't worth the energy and getting slapped in the face all the time. So, you know, it's like, I've realized that it's just time is valuable, my friend, and I'm saving my time for the Metal Cowboy project. Tesla and Metal Cowboy.
I appreciate that. And we can let everybody know again right now with the new album, Keel World, that I'm releasing in 2023. New music from Keel, Steeler, Ron Keel Band, Iron Horse, Fair Game, all of my projects, and it wouldn't be complete without at least one Metal Cowboy track featuring Frank Hannon.
Man, what would Skinner do, right?
I think they'd bring it. Yeah. I think they'd have some slide guitar, man, on this Tesla tour schedule. You got to stop at the Full Throttle Saloon during the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. That's Monday, August 8th at the Full Throttle during Sturgis. Frankie, we'll be there. My Ron Keel Band is doing 5 shows at the Full Throttle during the rally this year, but that date is a day off, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and hanging with the guys.
Awesome, man. So we're going to be there at the same time at the Full Throttle. Well, that's freaking great. That, man, the stars have aligned. I'm really looking forward to that. I didn't know we were going to be there at the same time. That's really great news.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've got a main stage slot with Molly Hatchet, and then we're the house band inside on all the other days except the day you guys are playing. So it is perfect timing. Let's touch on one more thing that you and I have in common. We're both active supporters of an organization called Guitars for Vets, putting the healing power of music into the hands of our heroes. Talk about Guitars for Vets and your relationship with that great organization.
Well, you know, it's a shame that there's so many vets with PTSD out there that don't, you know, or just the homeless vet situation. I mean, we can go on and on about that. But yes, it's a great organization that's helping our vets with the use of guitars and music. And as you and I know, music is a saving grace in life. I mean, for me, it's helped me through so many of my hard times, which is minimal compared to what these guys and gals in the military are suffering from, you know, these veterans. So if you're a veteran out there listening to this show, you know, contact Guitars for Vets, and, you know, or if you're, you know, a civilian here, help us out, donate some money, donate some guitars, some time, and help a great cause of helping our vets recover from their experiences and have a better life, because music definitely provides a better life, no doubt.
Once again, for those of you listening, the web address is guitars4vets.org, putting the healing power of music into the hands of our heroes. Frank Hannon, you're always so gracious with the media, putting up with a lot of the same questions over and over again in these interviews. Anything that I missed? Anything you want to add? Any answers to questions that we never ask?
You know, I just want everyone to know that you and I have known each other a long time. We've done a lot of things together, played shows together, played music together, and keeping it going. Just want to thank everybody. You know, our new song "Time to Rock" is a very rocking song that we're really proud of, and I really don't know what else to say, man. But
that's
just
cool.
Thank you for so many years. I mean, going back almost 40 years. I mean, 1982 was 40 years ago. Can you believe that?
That's right. And I do value and treasure your friendship. You're one of my favorite people in the world, and I really love the stuff that we've done together, all the gigs, the recordings, the fun stuff that we've done, and looking forward to doing a lot more. Keep up with the All-American Rock and Roll Institution that is Tesla, online at teslatheband.com and frankhannon.com. Frank, congratulations on this great new single, your continued success in life and music, and we'll see you next month at the Full Throttle Saloon in Sturgis, South Dakota.
We are going to jam, man. We got to put something together that night on that day off. We're going to get together, Ronnie. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Me too, man. Safe travels. Thank you for everything, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Peace out.
The complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the Streets of Rock and Roll, subscribe to the podcast, Ron Keel Podcast. I'm your rock and roll outlaw, the metal cowboy, Ron Keel, and you got it, the right to rock timber. Join us at Rock Timber on Saturday, September 10th. This two-day festival will feature Tom Kiefer, Jackal, Winger, Stephen Piercy, Ron Keel Band, Quiet Riot, and many more. Ron Keel Band is going to spit out all your favorites. The Right to Rock, Tears of Fire, Somebody's Waiting, Because the Night, and I promise I won't sing the wrong song to the right crowd. I look forward to seeing you at the Rock Timber Music Festival at the Grand Casino in Hinckley, Minnesota. September 9th and 10th. Tickets are on sale now at rocktimber.net.
The right to rock!
Is there a way out of this? Hey, I love you, baby. I want to go home. Hey.
Ha ha! Hi, this is Glenn Hughes, and I'm with Ron Keel on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
The Dead Daisies, back on the Streets of Rock and Roll with their latest Shine On. We kicked off the home stretch segment with a new track from Ozzy. That one features Jeff Beck on lead guitar. If Ozzy's putting it out, I'm playing it on this show. I'm all about sharing today's new classic rock with you, and often, like this week, I'm hearing some of these songs myself for the first time. If you're listening to the Streets of Rock and Roll on our station, KRFKRadio.com, on Wednesday, stay tuned for the Joe Elliott Show as soon as I sign off. We'll replay again every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on KRFKRadio.com, and all the stations and links that broadcast the Streets of Rock and Roll can be found on the radio show page at RonKeel.com. While you're there, subscribe to the Ron Keel Podcast. That features the full, unedited, uncensored, unfiltered interviews you hear on this radio show. My discussion with Frank Hannon from this week's show contains some great additional content, including this compliment regarding the new Ron Keel Band single, When This Is Over.
I have to tell you, Ron, I listened to your song, When This Is Over. Dude, I love it. It's so real and so natural. I can tell it's one of those songs that just came right out from your heart. Probably you probably wrote it in an instant because it just felt right. And, you know, the words I really related to, of course, you know, on the surface level, you can it's very easy to understand. But there's also multiple meanings in there that were touching home for me. You know, just going through hard times and surviving things, getting through stuff, man, and it was very real. I really dug it.
recall that certain day when everything changed and we had to grow up fast and face the truth. Give up on all those crazy dreams of destiny and world peace and surrender the innocence of our youth. After all we've been through, what have we become? We all want the same things, ready, set, and done. When this is over, I'm gonna join up with the band. We're red across this nation and overseas to foreign lands. When this is over, row seat to World War III. It's hard to believe we've come this far, it's still so far to go. If you turn left and I go right, we'll never cross this great divide, because no one fights alone.
When this is over, it's all going to make sense. Thank you for indulging me to play that song on the show again. I know it's in heavy rotation on this station, but I really wanted to share that sweet compliment from Frank Hannon with you. And after praise like that, you might as well play the tune, right? And just like that, another epic edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll disappears in a cloud of dust in the rearview mirror. Remember, you can stream on demand over 100 episodes of this show by subscribing to patreon.com/Ron Keel. All kinds of exclusive audio, video, music, fan experiences, merch discounts, VIP access at shows, and lots more at patreon.com/Ron Keel. My guest next week will be vocalist Chaz West from Westbound, the Jason Bonham Band. Chaz spent a couple of years with Lynch Mob. You've heard his music on the show before, and you'll get to meet him on the streets of rock and roll next time around. Until then, live the rock, Sheldon!